Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you decided to tune in on tonight. I know that something will be said or done to edify and magnify who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. I also know that something will be said or something will be done to encourage you and empower you as you go on your journey. But on tonight, we are going to really focus on prayer, and we're going to be in meditation with God. As I was speaking to a couple of individuals today concerning the ministry and concerning the blog, we all need prayer because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. But we're going to go ahead and begin. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in. We have many different individuals on the line. We have individuals from the Philippines, from the United States, from Africa, from England, from Canada. We just have many different individuals, but we're all here for one purpose, and that's to lift the Savior up, amen? And we're going to pray unto God because God is getting ready to do some great things within our lives. And because of that, we must be sure that we take care of whatever God has given unto us. We must make sure that we consecrate it and anoint it. We must make sure that we ask God to cover it and be over it, amen? Amen. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get your Bibles out. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. That's Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights? His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now, we're getting ready to go into prayer with God. We're getting ready and we're preparing for a breakthrough. We're preparing for the Lord. We're preparing for prosperity. We're preparing for excellence. We're preparing for success. We're preparing to encourage others. We're preparing to help others. We're preparing to serve others, says the Lord. Now then, I want you to get into your prayer position. You know, in basketball, you get into your defense position or into your offense position. In track, you get into your starting position. In volleyball, you get into your position to receive the ball or to serve the ball. When you're on your job, you're in an organization, you get into position to do what you need to do. But in spirituality, God says position, God Jehovah says position yourself for greatness. God says, "I am going to make you great." when we talk about the greatness of God, before we get started, while you're getting into your prayer positions, into a quiet place where we can just meditate and concentrate on God, when we talk about the greatness of God and God preparing us to be great, God says, I have something planned for you. Mm-hmm. God has opened doors. If we tell the truth and we be honest, God has opened doors just this past week. God is going to continue to open doors. But he says you must be prepared for greatness. Because God just, when he brings his breakthroughs, God just doesn't propel you out there without, with his name on it, and you're not excellent. God says you're going to be excellent. And so prepare for excellence. Put yourself in that position, which means that we're praying. We're kicking out the week praying because we know that God's going to do something this week. Amen. And then we're not just being selfish because God says he's going to do something this week. Amen. We said God was going to do something last week, and he did. Even if it's he woke you up, even if he's opened the door for you, even if he's giving you a breakthrough, even if he's giving you a second chance, even if he's blessed you to see another day, that's something. Praise God. But God says he's getting ready to propel you into excellence. He's getting ready to put you on the path. We talk about the will of God. Put you on that path. God is getting ready to do that this week. Amen. So we have to be in preparation. And to do that, we're going to pray unto God. Amen. Amen. So get yourselves in position, and we're going to get in position, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to not be selfish. We're going to start off and kick off the prayer with praying for everybody who is going through those storms. And we're not only talking about Hurricane Harvey, but we're talking about life's hurricanes. Amen. We're talking about people who have survive storms. Amen. We're talking about life storms, y'all. We're talking about physical storms. There are people that are hurting. I received a lot of inboxes. Somebody said, pray for me. And we have to pray one for another. So we're just going to pray for everybody. I visited the hospitals this weekend, and there were some praise reports. We ought to be thanking God. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to visit a couple of schools in town and out of town. And we ought to be thanking God. Amen. Amen. God gives us the ability, and he blesses us in spite of. Amen. He blesses us. And he blesses us to keep going. And he blesses us. He gives us strength. He gives us power. And God says, I'm going to take care of you. And when God says that, believe it. Because God is not a man that he will lie. Amen. So we're going to pray unto God. And we're going to pray, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. We're going to pray until heaven opens, until heaven is wide open. Amen. Praise God. Because something is going to happen. And I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen very closely. When God allows this to happen, I told you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, when God opens the door for you, when God propels you out of those starting blocks, I say, you run as hard as you can. That means you work as hard as you can. That means you do your best and give it your best on a daily basis, every single day. Every opportunity that the Lord gives, you give it 150% or more. You can't go in there mediocre. You have to give it 150% every single thing you do, because God gives way more than that on a daily basis when he wakes us up in the morning. And somebody didn't wake up. Somebody's going through a physical storm. Somebody's going through a mental storm. Somebody's just coming out of a storm. Somebody's been out of a storm for a couple of months. But it was God, Jehovah, who kept us. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get ready to get into our position of prayer. We're going to pray. And as I said before, we're not going to be selfish, because God is with us. Emmanuel. Yes, he is. But we're not going to be selfish and just pray for what's about to happen. The breakthrough that's about to occur. We know that God is here. We already know that. There is no secret. God is here. It's no secret. But we also know that God, he says, I didn't come to condemn this world, but I came to renew this world. I came to give strength. I came to give breakthroughs. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready to pray. And We're going to believe and trust in God. Amen. So y'all pray with me and say your silent prayers and pray for your family members if they're sick. And even if they're not sick, pray for them. Pray for your friends. Pray for everybody. There was a minister today who said it's very important that we pray one for another because one day we're going to need somebody to pray for us. And that's true. So that's why we pray for each and every person. We don't just pray for them because of that, but we pray for them because we're our brother and sister's keeper. And so I made up in my mind, I said, on this earth, I want to do good. I want to do things that are pleasing unto God. I want to set people up for success. Amen? Amen. And that's what it's all about. Because if we do that, then our harvest will continue to be plenteous and plentiful. Amen? Amen. And remember, it's better to give than to receive. It's better to be honest than to lie. It's better to praise God than to rebuke God. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and get ready in our prayer position. We're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys, but we're going to pray unto God. Amen. We're praying for everything. Whatever the Lord puts on my heart, I'm going to pray. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on today, thanking you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And you blessed us, Lord, to continue in your way. Lord, there's so much going on in the United States today. But we specifically pray for each person who is affected by Hurricane Harvey. We ask God, if it's your will, would you bless the winds to cease some and the waters to devaporize? And we ask, would you allow the sun to begin to shine? Lord, we're not telling you what to do or how to do, Lord, but we're making our requests known unto you. And we know that all you have to do is say, peace be still, and it shall be. We know that all you have to say is, water be removed, and it shall be. And we believe and we trust in you. And whoever is in distress right now, Lord, their lawns are flooded, their streets are flooded, they can't get out. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you send rescuers or individuals that you have authorized to come and bring those individuals to safety. We thank you, Lord, for the storm, Heavenly Father, and we thank you that it's not as bad as it could be. Lord, we ask, would you bless each and every person, Lord? Bless them all together and bless them one by one and keep them safe in perfect harmony, Lord. We ask that no one drowns. We ask that everybody uses wisdom and knowledge. And if they're not supposed to travel, we ask, would they have the spirit of obedience and not travel? We ask, Lord, if they're supposed to remain in their homes up on the roofs, Lord, we ask that they do so in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for preserving lives. We thank you, Lord, for keeping individuals safe. Because that very well could have been Waco, Texas, or Austin, Texas, or San Antonio, Texas, Lord. And we don't take anything for granted. But we thank you for everything, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who's listening on this line, Lord? For whatever reason that they've come for encouragement, for prayer, for wisdom, for knowledge, whatever reason we ask, would you give it unto them in which you multiply it in a way that their lives will become balanced and they will place the power of God on their circumstance. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and the things that you're going to do. And we thank you for the breakthrough that you have just announced. We ask, Lord, whatever this is that you have entrusted to us, we already anointed in the name of Jesus. We anoint our ears to hear your word. We anoint our eyes to be able to see your glory. And we anoint our ears to hear your word, and I said that before. And we anoint this mouth to be able to speak from the power and the praise and the perfection of God. We ask, Lord, that every place we go, every place that we travel, Lord, we ask for success. We ask that somebody will be helped. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that you've given us to speak to people and platforms. We ask, Lord, that we continue to be positive role models. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you've given. Because we're all sinners and we've all fallen short, but because of you and because of your glory and your grace, that is sufficient. We ask, will we continue to be beacons, continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless these youth all over this land and country? There are some missing teens. Lord, we ask, would you restore them back to their homes? There are some individuals who are being abused. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bring them to safety? There are some individuals who don't want to go to school, Lord. Every morning they're fighting with their parents because they don't want to go. We ask, would you encourage them, send somebody at the school, Lord, who can encourage them to want to go to school. Then we ask, would you bless all the leaders of different organizations, of different institutions, of different ministries, of different developments. We ask in the name of Jesus. Give us that wisdom and knowledge, that empowerment. Give us the words to say so that we may inspire and help someone. Lord, we want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't say thank you. Even if we had 1,000,000, we couldn't say thank you enough. We ask, would you continue to help us to be honest and truthful? Would you help us to continue in your way and in your will? We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have given unto us and the blessings that are coming our way. We thank you for the doors that you've already unlocked. And we thank you for each and everything that you have given unto us. We ask, Lord, would you bless anyone who's going through an ailment, anyone who's sick, afflicted? We ask, would you bless them? Lord, as we travel to hospitals on this weekend, Lord, we thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for the individuals who are in there now, and we ask, would you continue to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? We thank you, Lord, for the nursing homes. We ask, would you bless those individuals, Lord, to be taken care of, to be assisted as needed. We ask, would you bless each hand, Heavenly Father, who feeds, or each hand that provides service to help in a way that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Lord, we can't thank you enough because you've been that good, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the storms, because the storms have surely made us stronger. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to give us the word, continuing to give us the unction and the strength and the power to empower and inspire others. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to continue to be in your will? And we ask, would you continue to help us not to be in the way of anything that you want to do for us? We surrender right now every talent that we have. Eyes, Lord, we ask, would it continue to be on your glory? Our ears, would they continue to hear your revelation? Our heart, will we continue to love and forgive? And our feet, will we continue to walk in the path of righteousness? So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you personally for everything you've done, Lord, because you've been mighty, mighty good to this old girl here. And I say thank you. And, Lord, whatever this breakthrough is, whatever this blessing is, we pray over it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that it be utilized in order to help others. Would it be utilized in order to enhance, in order to promote, and in order to do your will, Lord? Lord, we thank you day to day. We thank you week to week. We thank you month to month. We thank you year to year. And we ask that you continue to help us, Lord. Continue to guide us. And Lord, once again, we pray for our youth all over this world, Lord. We pray for their safety. We pray for their academics. We pray for their athletics. We pray for their health. We pray for their relationships. We pray for their spirituality. We pray for their safety. We pray for their disposition. We pray for when they walk home, when they ride home. We pray for when they come to school, Lord. We pray all over this land and country. And we pray for their parents and their grandparents and their aunties and their uncles and their teachers and the administrators and the superintendents and all the individuals who are over all of these individuals. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord. And we ask, will we continue to be able to inspire and motivate? We thank you, Lord, for the connections that we've made, Lord. We thank you for the new projects that you've given, Lord. We thank you for the unction of the Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the consecration, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the second chances, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do and what you've already done. And if we repeat it 1,000 times, we can't thank you enough, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, as this new breakthrough comes, for each and every person, Lord, we ask right now, we cover it, Heavenly Father, and we ask, will we utilize it in a way that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Every day, when we have this particular gift, this particular blessing, we ask that our disposition be happy and thankful, our disposition be energetic, inspiring, that we are able to change some things for the better. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless the thoughts that are in my mind to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless this heart as we're able to give the word, Heavenly Father? We thank you for the platform that you're about to set up, Lord. We thank you for the strategic plan that you already have in place, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us and keeping us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because with you, prosperity reigns. Not only prosperity on this earth, but in wisdom and knowledge and in truth and in power. And we say thank you. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to walk this earth and continue to help us to be who you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless your holy name. I say we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless your holy name. Now, Lord, as we prepare to hear a word, an encouraging word, revelation from you, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you prepare us for what is ahead. Would you bless us to do our very best, Lord? And I mean when we receive it, Lord. Would you bless us to run the race, Lord, and run it with patience, run it with motivation, and give it our very best, Lord, because we believe and we trust in you, Lord, no matter what it looked like, past tense, no matter what it sounded like, no matter what it was, we know that you are God. And we know that whatever promise you made, you shall keep. We thank you, Lord, for the foundation. We thank you for providing and giving, Lord, abundantly. And, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, that we give back unto you. Because what you're about to do, we don't even deserve, but because of who you are, you have given this unto us. And we say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, as you continue to put this on my mind, we pray for each and every youth, Lord. We pray for their heads, and we pray for their hearts, and we pray for their mouths. We pray for their ears. We pray for their hands and their feet. Lord, if there is any child over this land and country who is facing abuse, uncertainties, we ask that you take them to safety, Lord. We ask if anybody does not have patience, understanding, we ask, Lord, would you give them those qualities? And we pray, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for everything. Because you've been good to us. And because of that, we say thank you. There are many people listening who are hurting, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus to bless them, Lord. There's a mother who's praying for her son, Lord. Every day she's looking for a word, and we ask, will she find that word in you? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for turning her son, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, whatever tears she's crying right now, would you bless her in a major way? We thank you for each and every person who's on this line, even those who say, I'll never step a foot in a church. Even those who say, I'll only listen, but I don't know if I'll turn to God. We ask that you bless their hearts as well. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that you are God. Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to forgive whatever it was and to move forward. It's time to move on. And forget those things that are behind us, and we press toward the mark of the highest calling. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. And as you get ready to give an encouraging word, I ask that something be said or done that will keep somebody from falling, that will keep somebody from jumping, that will keep somebody from hurting someone, that will keep somebody from giving up their children, that will keep somebody from quitting, that will keep somebody from turning a deaf ear, that will keep somebody from not even wanting to go and serve God. The Lord is requiring our souls. The Lord says that he never had a plan for us to be despondent, sad, otherwise helpless and hopeless, because you serve an awesome God. Your Father is rich with houses and wealth. We're not only talking about materialistic things, finances, we're talking about the heart. We're talking about the mind. God says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Your mind, God says, becomes stronger when we begin to think better, when we begin to think on the good things and all the things that the Lord has done. He says your mouth becomes and understands when to talk and when to be quiet, when you begin to sing praises instead of gossiping, when you begin to encourage people who may have made a mistake or who may be down. He says that is when you understand how to do things decent and in order. He says when your eyes continue to remain focused on God, He says you won't have to be like blind Bartimaeus. You'll know exactly where the Lord wants you to be. He says your heart, when you're able to forgive in spite of, and when you're able to give it to God, he says that's when you can ask God to create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. But it's not until you learn, till we learn how to forgive in spite of. What is in spite of? In spite of means that even if it was a lie, in spite of means even if you're standing in intercessory for someone else, in spite of, God says your feet begin to walk in his will. When you allow God to lead and guide you, when God is at the head of your life and he's at the tail, he says, why? Because I'm Alpha and Omega. When your hands become of service, when you're able to start giving instead of always receiving and taking, you're able to give to God. You're able to be of service to individuals, knowing that God is going to take care of you in spite of. When you step on platforms, when we step on platforms this week, speaking platforms, God says, give something. Don't always expect to receive. When you pray, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers and the seekers of his holy word. But may we receive it. Because I can sit here and I can listen, or you can listen all day, but if you don't receive the prophecy, the revelation that God has given, it's null and void. You have to believe God. And sometimes the only belief that you're going to have and the only trust is you're going to have in God. Matter of fact, sometimes we only trust God. We should trust God all times. We should pray in all seasons. And we're already praying in advance for what is about to happen. And we surrender it unto God. And we ask God to use it within us however he wants to use it. We don't have any limitations. We don't have anything hindering us. So Lord, however you want to use it, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Because you're God. And I know that whatever you would have me to do, it's going to be right. And so we have to get to that point where we stop, and someone said this, one of the pastors, we stop placing limits on God. God is over this whole world. And if we would just give ourselves to God and leave it, tell God, use this gift within me however you want to. And that's my prayer. However you want to. When I step on these platforms, empowering adults and youth alike, I don't want them to see me. I want them to see God. And it's not just the word of God, but it's empowering individuals to be successful, to want to do better, to want to act better, to want to live better, to want to help the family. And we thank God for each and every opportunity. We thank God for the open doors. We thank God for the opportunity to help individuals. We thank God for the closed doors. We thank God for everything that he has done in our lives. We thank God for our families and our friends. We worship God. We praise God. God has been mighty good. But I also want to leave this revelation. God says, begin to wrap it up. He says, there's a lot of work to be done. And if you think, point to yourself, that God has invested all that knowledge and wisdom within you and allowed you to be able to receive multiple things, if you believe that God is going to allow you to continue to wander this earth, be relaxed. It's not happening because God says there's a lot of work to be done. And God is calling. He says, I need you. And it's not really God who needs us. He says, but I need you to reach some people. And if that's your assignment, you accept it. The countdown is on. It's time to get to work. God has been telling us this for a few weeks, and the time is near. And that's because God said there's a lot of work. And when God calls you, I'm going to tell you like this, because some of you, God has already called you. You know if God calls you. He says, I've called you. He says, I've called you. He didn't say your neighbor, the neighbor called you. He didn't say this person. He said, I called you because I need you strategically to reach who I would have you to reach. And so, whatever it is, God says, when I call you, you have to answer. He says, just like when life calls, we have to answer. When death calls, we have to answer. But when God calls you, he says, I am not going to allow Satan to rapture, destroy anything that he's already called. And so God says, I have called, and you have answered. So the countdown is now on. We must work while it's day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work. So we have to work while it's day. Some people have a ministry. Some people have a niche to save individuals through the word of God or through empowering conferences. Some individuals are able to change programs in Oasis. Some individuals are able to minister. Some individuals are able to sing. Whatever God has called you to do, do it. Because God is whatever you want him to be. Amen. Amen. This is a time also in which we talk about focusing on God, and we talk about those individuals who say, you know what, I'll never go to church. I don't even know if I believe in God because all of these things have happened. But I tell you what, when you have a relationship with God, God says you're covered, kind of like insurance. God says, I cover you, and God does. God always comes through, always. There's never been a time when God has not come through. But you can't hurry God. You can't rush God. You have to believe and trust in God in the meantime. Amen. God will give you some in the meantime until he comes. He says, though I go to prepare a place for you, he says, I'm coming back again. So in your meantime, is God preparing a place for you? And so you have to hang on in there. You have to hold on. So we pray for individuals who God or who the doctors have given a month or a year to remain on this earth. We pray for those individuals, and we ask that God use his mighty power. Whatever God's will is, we ask that it be done. You have to get to the point to say, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done. And it's hard sometimes because we want to control our lives, but God controls our lives. God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what time he needs to move. Amen? There's a shifting in earth. God says tables are turning. God says situations are turning. He says people are receiving breakthroughs. That storm in Houston, he says people are being rescued. And we pray to God that that storm continue to be still. But you have to believe and trust in God. You have to exercise your faith. We talked about this. You can't just go to the gym and look at the weights and expect to get strong. You have to actually use them. And God says that's what he's here for. When you feel weak, you pray to God. Listen to the ministry too, yeah. But pray to God. when you're on your job, when you're at home, wherever you are, in your car, just begin to thank God. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Because God can and he will do it. But you have to believe in God. And whatever the tide, whatever the Satan, the devil meant for evil, God meant it for good. And you have to believe that, and you have to trust in God and understand that. And when you understand that, when we understand that, then we become better creatures for God. Amen? Amen. So, at this particular time, all you have to do is say, Lord, I give myself unto you. Use me in any way that you would like. And you have to mean it, because God might put you on a platform. God may bless you with a career. He may bless you with a business. He may bless you with a ministry. You have to be ready, especially when you surrender to God and say, Lord, whatever you want to do, do it. Let thy will be done. You have to get to that point. And those things that are easily besetting you, those negative things, you have to let it go. See, people want to hold on. Put your fist. We've done this several times. Ball up your fist as tight as you can. Okay? Ball up your fist as tight as you can. All right? This is what happens to your heart when you have a lot of stress. This is what happens to sometimes the flow of your blood when you have a lot of stress, when you're thinking about a lot of things. Okay? But when you give it to God, slowly open your hand. When you give it to God, there's a release and there's a flow. Amen. That reaches to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley when we give it to God. Don't your hands feel so much better? And you feel more air because you let it go. And we have to get to that point. When you get to that point where you can give everything to God, then that's a good point to be at, okay? All right. I have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/feet of love, stellargospelmusic.com, or ourfeetofloveshow.com. Be sure to text somebody, tell somebody that this ministry was on. Make sure that they call in. You can listen to the ministry. It's archived. You can listen to it anytime. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afri to Love at Afri to Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry, so please be sure to Facebook me, okay? Please be sure to do that. As I said before, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to do that. In addition to that, be sure to pray for your family and your friends. And be sure to pray for yourself and those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're praying for everybody. We're not just praying for those individuals who were involved in that hurricane, but we're praying for everybody, because some people are going through life storms. Some people are going through shifting storms. There are many different storms out there. So we're praying for everybody, and we're especially praying for our youth. If you have children, pray over your children. If you don't have children, pray over everybody's children, amen? And then if you have children, you pray for everybody. You pray for them when they go to school, when they come out of school. You just continue to pray, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we have to continue to pray. Be sure to check out the website, ourfreetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. As I said before, organizations, schools, churches, businesses, please be sure to Facebook me. Oh, excuse me, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to Facebook me about any events. Also, we're taking individuals who need different types of training. Be sure to look on that website at freetoloveshow.com. Also, we're looking for symposiums as well. because we're doing some research, actually. I want to tell you about this real quick because we're really into education and we're working on some curriculum and things of that nature, but multicultural educational factors that are needed in schools, and this is everywhere, actually. But basically, we're working on some projects. When I say we, there are some professors and researchers who are working on some projects because we want to basically get the word out of engaging learners as well as working with our ESL, as well as working with multicultural educational things. We want to make sure that education becomes diverse because we have diverse learners. So part of the curriculum that our team is, in other words, trying to create or will create is that which fosters all types of learners, because some individuals are not just auditory or some are just not visual. You have the kinesthetic, and we talk about manipulatives and we talk about the items that come in science kits, but we have to really reach out into these real-world experiences, and we have to have virtual classrooms. We have to do all of those things. So part of the challenge is finding those particular grants, finding those particular ideas, those particular people who want to team up in order to make this happen. Of course, we want to pilot a couple of schools, and I also want to look at teacher retention because I want to focus on a part two on my dissertation with teacher retention and the state that the city and state that I really want to focus on was Atlanta, Georgia. And you might ask why. Well, Atlanta, Georgia is very historical in history, obviously. It's very diverse, if you will, and there are many different landmarks there. And so I really want to focus on that particular area first. And so I'm really looking for individuals, educators, and individuals, researchers, anyone with a positive message who would like to connect with me. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm also on several different platforms, but we're gonna have trainings and we're gonna have things going on. Of course, this will not happen probably until November, December, because, of course, you have to plan. Planning is very important. And so individuals who are really interested in education, if you have different projects, symposiums coming up, if you have different speaking gigs coming up, you know, different schools, you can contact me with some information about what you're looking for, and I will let you know. And also, if you have events, part of this ministry, basically we have different events that occur that we go out and we have media, and we basically promote these different things on the website. So, you know, positive things, of course. It could be, you know, mostly it's gospel. It could be celebrity things, educational things. We really want to support that. So be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Those individuals who tried to text me or call me and did not get in contact with me, I had a glitch in some of my text messages in July. So be sure to try to contact me or resend it, because there are some things and some individuals that I need to contact. Amen? Amen. So once again, educators, if you have different symposiums, you're looking for speakers. Also, one other thing, if you're looking for music, gospel music, things of that nature, then email me. All right, email me, and I should be able to point you in the right direction. Amen? Amen. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. As I said before, in the StellarGospelMusic.com, this is a ministry where we empower and we uplift individuals. As I said before, I just want to appreciate each and every one of you. Please come back on tomorrow as we'll have our needs and wants. There are some big things that's happening this week. I will be able to, I'm going to be visiting some schools out of town and two schools that I was invited to in town. And so we're going to have some readathons, and we're going to also have some speeches, empowerment speeches, and things of that nature that I will be involved in. So I want to thank all of those districts and administrators for allowing me to do so. And, you know, just continue to pray one for another. Continue to do the will of God. Continue to pray for your kids. You know, God has really blessed, and, you know, as I said before, we're going to really work towards empowering people to really support education again. I'm not sure what the new trend is as far as what people are supporting. I know it's football, of course, but we need to empower people to start becoming more involved with education, being more involved with schools, and so we're working on that as well. But God has placed some very, very great people, some just real good people in the path, and so we're going to be working together. And as I said before, we have many new projects coming out, so please be sure to be on the lookout for that. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them, and I mean you tell them with a lot of pride, that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves. But reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.